Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I'm in my living room, and this is a classic Montreal apartment. So it's one of those double rooms. I'm in the sort of inner part, and there's a window with the curtains drawn today because it's blazing, blazing hot outside. This is the first real heat wave day of summer.
And what's the most abnormal thing that you did today or recently?
Abnormal?
Abnormal. Strange, out of character, in the context of your new normal or not.
I usually take this walk up, way up the western part of Mount Royal Street, and it goes up through Outremont toward the cemetery. And that was normal, me taking the walk, but what I saw was just extraordinary. There was a funeral, and all of the mourners were standing at distance from one another, and they were all wearing masks.
Oh, wow. That's a bit haunting.
Yeah, it was. It was very haunting. So when I saw it, I said to myself, wow, this is extraordinary. And the images sort of stayed with me.
Mm-hmm. What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole pandemic period?
Earlier on in the early stages when people were hoarding toilet paper and rushing on grocery stores and pharmacies, buying all the cleaning products and hand sanitizer products and things like that. I didn't hoard any toilet paper or any hand sanitizer, but my most selfish deed was to think very deeply about it.
So the last time we spoke, actually, it was after, I guess, briefly after the release of your first novel, mm-hmm. Ecole d'Éon. And I wanted to ask you, the book that followed that, Magnetic Equator, just won the Griffin Poetry Prize. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you what it was like to win such a major award during the pandemic and what it was like to get recognized, you know, in the middle of all of this.
One phrase has been recurring to me that exceptional things can happen, still happen in awful times. You can still be, I guess, singled out for some good fortune when things are in a difficult moment. The Griffin Poetry Prize is usually they're usually two nights of events. So the first night, I think, is the readings, and then the second night is the award ceremony in Toronto. And that was canceled because of COVID-19. So a video was created, one that, of course, you know, heightened the suspense and the drama and got your heart racing, at the end of which the announcement was of the winners, international and Canadian, was made. Mm-hmm. And so that in itself was sort of an unusual way of revealing the winners. The shortlist was also revealed online by Twitter. And it was interesting to win under these circumstances because there was no ceremony. We didn't get to partake of the usual Toronto pageantry. That was actually nice. Because it sort of sank in slowly, and there was no moment of an intense burst of energy and, you know, recognition, acknowledgement. Of course, that did happen online, but it wasn't as immediate because, you know, I'm still in my own home, I can choose to look at social media when I want to. So it was definitely a slower, more mellow experience.
Okay. Well, this is a question sort of in the same vein. Name something that gave you pleasure today. I would have said recently, but I thought it might have been this prize.
I will say that with the prize, one of the things that happened was that for about maybe 2.5 days, it was like time slowed down and everything became sort of honeyed. Like the color and consistency of honey. That's what life was like for about 2.5 days. And then I had a confrontation with someone in the lineup for a grocery store, and life suddenly re-entered the picture. And that moment of slow, honeyed ease was totally interrupted. But in terms of a sense of something that gave me pleasure today was... you know, sometimes it's just the little things. Like I wake up, I sit by the window where a lot of light floods in, and next to these two jade plants that my partner's mother gave me. And they are flourishing by the window. And I read. And that's how I start my mornings. And that gives me a sense of, I guess, peace and ease to start the day.
I'm sorry to hear about the confrontation. Do you want to talk about it? Was it bad?
No, it was a minor confrontation. Okay. It was like a low-level skirmish. You know, it wasn't something like intense or anything like that. And I think I've processed it and I've moved beyond it. But thanks, though. I appreciate
it. I was
that.
Like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
No, could just have... one of those like daily life, you know, little,
right.
little things that you get into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're entering this phase now where, you know, provinces like Quebec and Ontario are talking about reopening. And I was wondering if you were asked to give words or rhythm to this reopening, what might that read or sound like?
Oh, well, in Montreal, there's been, in Quebec, there's been the, I guess a desire to open up quickly and to reopen the economy and have people back at work and people back in school. And then, you know, there's been a push and then there have been several retreats. So it would definitely be a rhythm that is choppy and broken. There's been a lot of uncertainty about how that reopening is going to function. And Monday the 25th was the first day where businesses that have a street entrance, so not shops in malls, but street entrance businesses, were able to reopen. And some businesses did open, but it wasn't sort of a really broad embrace of the idea of opening. And a lot of people weren't frequenting the stores. I would say the rhythm would have a lot of hesitation. It would be choppy. It would double back on itself. It would be of irregular tempo, sort of speeding and slowing unpredictably. It would definitely be improvised.
Hmm. What about any words that come to mind?
There's a word in French, a great word, saccadé, which means, I guess, choppy. So saccadé would be the word.
What's something you think might never be the same after this?
I would say really intimate human experiences where people come together and to support one another. I think we'll be hit very hard in many ways, but those people who have gone through those kinds of intimate experiences, like grieving or mourning, during this time, they will, even if things do go back to a different normal in the future, they will forever be sort of moved by this moment, marked by it. And if things don't go back to normal, I think those processes will be sort of the most transformed.